Lightheaded, written by Philomatha, read by Via Ostiense. Simon suddenly heard a voice he recognized outside. He hadn't recognized enough since they'd woken him up, and it unsettled him, but this he was certain of. Yes, I want. The medic in the doorway sprang aside to let Lady Alice pass, and then, at a slight gesture, stepped out and closed the door. Simon looked at her. It was hard to be sure now, but she seemed less elegant than usual, her face tired and lined, her dress a little crumpled, as if she'd just been through something very long and very stressful. "Simon," she said, "how are you feeling?" "Strange," he answered honestly. They took the chip out." He paused. "It was breaking, wasn't it? I remember some of it." Alice sat down on the side of his bed. "Yes." "Everything is hazy," he said. But even as he said it, one thing was not at all hazy. The events of the last 30 years were gone, removed from his head, and 30 years of emotions were suddenly all that was left. And this woman was at the center of a great many of those emotions. "You were there," he said softly, and he wasn't sure whether he meant in the nightmarish weeks that had just ended, or in the whole of his life. "You were there." Alice was watching him closely, a little line between her eyes, and he wondered whether he was being coherent. It was hard to be sure, when he couldn't go back and check what he had just said. "I was," she said. "My dear, perhaps you should rest a bit now." Not very coherent in all likelihood, then. Simon smiled anyway. "If you'll stay," he said. "Please." "Of course." Her hand crept out and found his. Simon's smile widened. He sat up properly, feeling lightheaded in more ways than one. "I'm free now," he murmured. He knew she understood when her hand closed tightly around his. He pulled her in. "Alice," he said softly, "I have no idea what they've done to my head yet. But I do know what I want. Do you?" "Yes," she breathed. "Oh, yes."